In our year-long series, 50 Great Voices, we've been hearing about singers from around the world who've made a significant cultural impact in their own countries and beyond. Today, the King of Rye, Algerian singer Khalid. Rye is a kind of North African music with roots in traditional folklore, but whose sound and message are very much of today. Rye means opinion in Arabic, and as Banning Air explains, Khalid has plenty of them.
It starts with the voice itself. Khalid's voice is one of a kind, robust and burly, reedy and refined. It blurs the line between anguish and ecstasy. Khalid Hajj Brahim was born in 1960 in the Mediterranean port city of Oran, Crazyville, he once called it, a place where Spanish, Moroccan, French, Arabic, American, Berber, Jewish, and Gypsy ideas and idioms collided. Khalid came of age during the lull between two bloody conflicts, the 1950s war that freed Algeria from French colonialism and the religiously fueled civil war of the 90s. It was perfect timing. In a land riven by intolerance and violence, here was an artist of openness and peace. Oy! Khalid was also a bad boy, a playboy, a partier. He rejected the polite traditions of his country's poetry. He once told me that when a traditional poet wants to describe love, he talks about a pigeon. When I sing Rye, said Khalid, I talk about things directly. I drink alcohol. I love a woman. I am suffering. I get to the point. That did not sit well with a growing number of Islamic fundamentalists in Algeria. Khalid's songs were banned from state radio, but cassettes of his music found their way into homes all over the country. And after he performed a concert for 20,000 people in Algiers in 1985, his became the voice of a generation. This song says, run away, but to where? A line Khalid's Algerian peers understood as the expression of a young man's desire to avoid obligatory military service. Soon, it became dangerous for Khalid to stay in Algeria. Artists and intellectuals were being killed by fundamentalists. Khalid fled to safety in France. I first heard him sing at a gig outside Paris in 1992. For a man with such a big voice, he seemed surprisingly small with his bush of curly black hair and his million-dollar smile. The audience was mostly second-generation North African immigrants. Many were wary of potential troublemakers in their midst, but when Khalid took the stage and released his defiant gut cry, fear gave way to exuberance and joy. Khalid's 1992 song Didi became his ticket to international fame. He even sang it at the opening concert for this year's World Cup. Khalid has never really shaken that mischievous bad boy image. He's been in French courts more than once over domestic disputes. He's publicly railed against Muslim fundamentalists who he says have the mentality of the Stone Age. His collaborations with Jewish and American artists have irked even some moderate Muslims. But Khalid hews fiercely to his message of peace, love, and personal freedom. In the combative milieu of North Africa and the Middle East, those too can be fighting words. Doesn't bother Khalid. He just keeps smiling and singing, and damn the consequences.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. There's more music from Khalid and the other 50 great voices at nprmusic.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.